This is the Don and Mike Show.
Right here on the Jerry Todd Show here this morning. And we'll play the incredible contest in just a sec. But right now, a little business to take care of.
I always watch the Jerry Todd Show.
Jerry Todd weather.
And it looks pretty good, it does. It is going to be cloudy. Don't think it'll rain, though. Let's check the low right now. Overnight low of 45 degrees. That's a little on the chilly side. Checking the high, going to get up to 63 degrees. That's a little warmer.
Jerry Todd Show.
Okay, here we go. Time to make our next incredible contest cash call. And here's hoping that we have a winner this hour. We're calling at random someone in the local area here on the Jerry Todd Show. And we'll see who we've got on the video phone. Hello. You're on the Jerry Todd Show.
Hello. Who is it?
This is Jerry Todd. Can you tell us how much money is in the incredible contest jackpot this hour?
What?
How much money in the incredible contest jackpot this hour? You can win it all if you know the correct figure.
$2,029.
I'm sorry, you are wrong. We will make another call. Next hour, we'll add $10 to the jackpot. Meantime, right now on the Jerry Todd Show, a little more video.
Don and Mike Show.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
Right.
Now you speak as if they were a gaggle of slack-jawed yokels.
Jerry Todd.
That's tight.
Your favorite asses. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Great Rick Moranis used to be a DJ. I hope he appreciates the tightness that I played Jerry Todd with.
If he worked at some great radio stations north, and he'll appreciate that.
He worked at Chum FM in Toronto.
Big radio station.
Way back in the day, I was offered a job at 1050 Chum when it was a big top 40 station. And they flew me up there, but they had the Canadian content laws. This was way back in the day.
You had to play a Canadian artist.
Like in 1977. And I think it was one Gordon Lightfoot record an hour.
Oh, wow, because you had to.
Yeah, and like Anne Murray and junk like that. Mm-hmm. I never made the movie.
How many times can you play Snowbird?
How are you anyway?
Jerry Todd.
You know, that's probably the last thing he wants to talk about.
Is Jerry Todd?
Is Jerry Todd.
Well, we'll find out.
Let's welcome now to the show, Rick Moranis. Hey, Rick.
Yeah. Hi, Rick. Hey, how you doing?
Hey. Oh, good. Rick, we're so relieved already. That's great.
You know, you've had such a great career, and we love your country album.
Is it over?
No.
Oh, thanks.
We're going to promote your country album, but we are absolutely fixated.
I think
we have been.
We would be, more than anybody in the country right now, we keep Jerry Todd alive on this show.
Hilarious. Jerry Todd was an amalgam of two guys that I worked with when I was an operator at a radio station in Toronto when I was working part-time through high school. It was a middle-of-the-road station. One guy was Jerry Herbert, the other guy was Todd Russell, and they were, you know, M.O.R. guys, and that's sort of exactly what they sounded like. But, you know, say, gee, Jerry, I kind of screwed up. There's going to be a minute and a half to fill before the news. No problem at all.
That's fantastic.
And, you know, Jesus, SCTV was, you know, 25 years ago, however long ago it was. I still remember to this day, the Freeline in Los Angeles, we just moved out there. SCTV was the big thing, the new thing that not everyone was watching. And there was a Jerry Todd bit that was combined, like, with a Michael McDonald bit, where it was when the Christopher Cross song was out, and Michael McDonald only sang one line in it, like, I got such a long way to go. Anyway, you don't remember what I'm talking about.
No, I know exactly. I was a huge Doobie Brothers fan and loved Mike. And I actually ran into him shortly after that piece ran, and he smiled at me and he said, "Who's brutal, man? Brutal, but I loved him." the thing was is that it just cut to... By that point, he had such a unique and ubiquitous voice that by the time he got to Ride Like the Wind and was singing background on it, I just had to do something.
Anyway, it was just, at the time I remember thinking, God, this is everything that I think is hilarious. You're combining how jive radio is ahead of time with, you know, a video, let me put some chroma key up, and you're goofing on the current artists.
When you look at a show, Rick, like Second City Television, when you watch SCTV, I just can't get away from that show without thinking it had to be just moments of real joy, real fun putting that together with so many talented people.
Well, yeah, especially since, you know, we were working in a little bit of a vacuum. We didn't know that anybody was watching. We were writing and shooting it up in Edmonton, Alberta. We were working almost 24/7. And we were just making each other laugh. It really took a long time before we started hearing that there was an audience out there. We were on at 12:30 at night. We were more surprised by the success than anybody. We were shocked. I remember the first night we actually sat down and watched a finished show in somebody's apartment together, and we all looked at each other and thought, hey, this isn't bad.
You know, we recently had Dick Cavett on the show. He was hawking some DVDs of his TV show, and he didn't even have a clue. When we came, we were rejoining, we played a tape of you from SCTV,
right,
where you were pretending to be Dick Cavett. And we came back on the air, and Dick Cavett, I don't think, knew that it was a tape of you goofing on him.
Right. Well, but he knew that tape very well. He knew that, in fact, somebody sent me a tape of him on Conan a few years ago, and Conan played the bit. And, I mean, Dick loved it, and I got to know Dick a little bit one summer out on the east end of Long Island, and he loved the show, and he loved that bit. He found it very, very complimentary.
It's scary, though, isn't it, when you're doing somebody, when you're doing an impression, when you first meet the person, you're really never 100% sure how they're going to take it.
Yeah, it is a little odd. You know, you wonder whether they've seen it, whether we were a little too tough on them. It's a strange thing, because we weren't doing... You know, we weren't just doing impressions. We weren't doing kind of Rich Little I can sound like this guy. Not that there's anything wrong with that. We were putting them in situations that were, you know, a little bit tough at times for them.
And the other thing that I just have, before we get to your album, just I've always wanted to tell you, I thought, no BS, you're great, Barney Rubble.
I know you love that movie.
When the Flintstones came out,
yes,
the first one, not the bad one, the one that you were in, what I loved about it was even the opening of the film, it was done exactly like the cartoon was.
Mm-hmm.
And you probably don't get much, you don't get a lot of, the handy for that, like, you know, hey, but I'm not kidding. I'm not kidding you this time, kids. Your Barney Rubble was excellent.
Well, thanks. The film, it was unfortunate the film didn't really hold up through the whole movie. It started off very strong, and then
it
kind of lost a little steam.
I loved it. I hated it when they had the dumb Baldwin brother play Barney and the other one.
Do you have a favorite, Rick? Do you have a favorite film that you've been involved with? You've been involved with so many of them.
Well, you know, the funny thing is that the actual experience of doing a film, which can be, I mean, on a low-budget film, it might be shorter. It might only be 30 or 45 days. But on the kind of films that I got involved with, which were fairly big budget and had a lot of effects, they were 12 weeks, 16 weeks, in some cases, even longer. And the experience of doing it compared to the final 90 minutes that it comes to,
right,
is like, it's apples and oranges. So, you know, sometimes you can have the greatest time in the world and the film comes out sort of okay or not at all. And sometimes you have a horrendous time and a good movie comes out of it. You know, you just never know. Mm-hmm. So when I'm asked that question, I don't go to the movie, I go to the experience of doing it. And, you know, I think there's the two that come to mind. The actual physical production of Little Shop of Horrors was just a joy every single day.
Mm-hmm.
And then the other one was, you know, having the opportunity to spend weeks with Mel Brooks is something everyone should have the opportunity to do in their lifetime. It was just amazing.
And why is it that Spaceballs is one of those, I think it just recently came out on DVD, that there was a whole big thing about it and we all got our copies. Why do some movies take so goddamn long to come out? Like Spaceballs should have been out eons ago. Do you any idea about that?
I don't know. I guess it's probably a business decision. It might be a legal decision. In the case of Spaceballs, maybe they were waiting for the next Star Wars to come out to time it out. I don't know.
And also that you're real good in that movie with Steve Martin, where he plays the mobster.
Oh yeah, we had a good time.
My Blue Heaven,
great.
That's one that's on HBO every once in a while, and you go, oh, you know, this ain't bad. This really ain't bad, and John Cusack's sister is in that as well.
John Cusack's in that, and the one thing is with the film career you've had and everything you've done on television, and then we come to the agoraphobic cowboy.
Yeah. Now,
what the hell's going on with that?
What's up with this?
Well, I've always done music in my career. When I first did stand up, I used a guitar in a lot of musical bits, and on SCTV I did a ton of musical stuff. You mentioned Gordon Lightfoot. I did that. Gordon Lightfoot sings every song ever. Sing every song.
We may have, Rick, we may have an example of.
I've got your picture.
Oh, yeah, right.
Hold on. This is too.
I've got your picture. I'd like a million of you all around myself. I want the doctor to take a picture so I can look at you from inside as well. You get me turning up and turning down. I'm turning in and turning around. Turning Japanese. I really think so.
And you know there are bands, I'm sure you know this now, Rick, there are bands that make their living now. And I don't know when you did that in 1982 or whenever that song is out. There are bands now. Well, hell, we had... what's his name? Who's that crooner that we had on the a real
Paul Anka?
Paul Anka, right, on the show, and he's doing versions of songs like that now, and they get away with it.
Yeah, they get away with it, but that was the funniest thing I've ever heard.
So that didn't sound bad for that many years ago. Wow.
Yeah. True.
Japanese.
You can dance to it
on your country album.
So anyway, what happened was about 2 or 3 years ago, my daughter, who's about to turn 19, started listening to a lot of jam bands, Fish and Widespread Panic and String Cheese Incident, a lot of bluegrass, all this kind of stuff was coming out of her room. And I love that stuff. I grew up listening to that stuff. And it got into my head, and I started writing some songs, and I started singing the songs over the phone to a couple of friends, and they said, you gotta do something with these. And then I had more and more of them, and then I got talked into doing it. And this musician in Brooklyn, Tony Shearer, brilliant guy with a little studio in his house, told me he wanted to record them. And we did. And I had a blast. And now I have this album. And that is exactly how it happened. There's no big record company. Nobody asked me to do it. Nobody paid for it. I mean, it's just one of those things that happened, and I'm really happy that I did it. And it's starting to get great feedback, and truckers are getting into it. And I'm thrilled that I did it. I hope I get to do more of it because it was a blast.
Now, actually, the title of it again now. How did you come up with the title? Because the condition is one where you have...
you don't want to leave the house.
I mean, your faith... choke on food, you might throw up, you're afraid to be around other people.
Right.
I think there's variations of it. You know, it's also, it's an anxiety that sets in when you're in crowded places,
right,
or you're just in uncomfortable places, and the security of the home is much more along the lines of how you want to spend your time. And it kind of grew out of the song I Ain't Going Nowhere that was riffing on that that old Hank Snow song that Johnny Cash covered.
Let's play a second of that, Rick. Everybody knows the song probably from the commercial, the Johnny Cash commercial for a hotel. You know where it goes,
if you're not I've been everywhere, everywhere
sure,
man.
Right?
Anyway, here is Rick Moran.
Listen to the lyrics.
Yeah. 16 till the hour, everybody. Jerry Todd.
I never go nowhere, man. I never go nowhere. Traffic's bad out there, man. I'm saving wear and tear. I like conditioned air, man. I never go nowhere. I got upstairs, downstairs, backyard, lawn chairs, living room, bathroom, bedroom, furnace room, hot tub, cedar deck, build a fire, washer, dryer, pantry, patio, barter, aroma, video, cold cellar, rec room, ping pong, mahjong, beer, can't wear, then speed dial order, and I ain't going nowhere, man, I ain't going nowhere. It's dangerous out there, man, might have been a big bomb scare. Hard to get off of this easy chair, I ain't going nowhere.
Jerry,
that is, Rick, really, that is fantastic. That is absolutely fantastic. I mean, I'm going to ask you a songwriter question. How long does it take you to put something like that together, write a song like that?
I think, you know, in that case, I got the idea and I just sort of whipped it out, but then went back and rewrote it because I think when I had the idea of the last verses, it gets into all the pharmaceutical products that the character's taking. And
a little research necessary on that one.
A little simple internet search here and there.
Your website, rickmoranis.com. Now, that's where you get the albums. Is this like a deal? You're not like burning these in your basement and selling them yourself, right?
I mean, close, man. It really is close.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, today or yesterday we got a call from a distributor who was interested, started hearing it and stuff. I mean, if somebody wants to pick it up, I'll talk to them about it. But the purpose of this wasn't to do that. The purpose of this was just to have some laughs. And, you know, now that we've done it, I guess I want to get it out there. And now that I've started to get it out there and I'm getting feedback on it, now I'm just, like, going to jump on and have a good time with it.
I don't mean to interrupt you, do you find that when you get into, it starts out maybe as a little a lark, and then you get a little more serious, and then when you get into actually recording it, even if you're having fun, you get more serious about it, right?
Well, you know, once you're actually taking other people's time and you see other people enjoying and investing their own efforts and energy in it, then you feel a little bit of more of a responsibility, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
But I hadn't done anything quite like this since way before all of those movies. I mean, this was much closer to SCTV in that it's kind of like, being alone in Edmonton wondering, you know, I feel like doing this. Maybe that'll work.
Right,
you know?
Okay.
And to go back to the past, as Jethro Tull loves saying it one more time, how weird was it when, because it seems to me that I know that they weren't exactly at the same time, but you had the Blues Brothers, and then you had Bob and Doug McKenzie, and stations still play your 12 Days of Christmas, and you still hear Take Off. I know the Blues Brothers did not plan on being successful. Dave Thomas.
Dave Thomas, right.
Did you guys ever think, really when you're doing that people were going to like Bob and Doug so much?
I don't think when anybody ever does anything that you ever think that it's going to be necessarily successful.
Well, I disagree. Every time we do something on this show, I think it's going to be great. But no, yet you had no idea that. Was that another thing that you guys just did, like, to make yourselves laugh?
Well, you guys were talking about Canadian content regulations. That's exactly how that came about, is that the half-hour show in the third season of Second City, when I joined it, SCTV, that was running on the CBC, was 26 minutes long, and the show that they shipped down to the States was 24 minutes long, because the CBC just ran less commercials because it was a public network. And they came to us and they said, well, with the extra 2 minutes, we want you to do something Canadian. And I said, oh, I just thought that's so ridiculous. Everything we do is Canadian because we're here in Canada.
Right,
we're Canadian.
Right.
And, you know, everything. What do you want us to do? You want us to put on toques and parkas and fry bat bacon and drink beer and talk like this? And they went, okay, that'll be fine. And that's how it started. Literally, that's how it started.
So that's how, I mean, really, Bob and Doug McKenzie, the concept came out of that?
Yeah.
That's amazing. That is amazing. Do you have time for one or two phone calls from people?
Oh, sure.
Okay, let's go to Pittsburgh. Here is Gail in Pittsburgh. Hi, Gail. Don and Mike show. You're on with Rick.
Hi, Don and Mike.
Hi there.
Rick, I have a comment and question. My husband and I, our favorite movie is Pennies from Heaven.
I wasn't in that. That's Steve Martin movie.
Chris Moranis was in it.
No. I just told you he was in the other one with Steve Martin.
My Blue Heaven? Pennies from Heaven.
My Blue Heaven. I'm sorry. My Blue Heaven. Talking about?
Right. That's okay. You got a little nervous.
I'm sorry. I'm just nervous. Anyhow, I just bought my kids their first copy of Ghostbusters, and they have worn out the DVD already.
How old are they?
7 and 6.
Oh, that's great. Good. I hope
it's very nice of you to take that call, Rick.
I just hung up on her. She embarrassed us. I'm sorry about
constantly
that, Rick.
Constantly embarrassing us in front of our special guests.
Things.
Try somebody else. Here's Eric in Nevada. Eric.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Hello, Eric. You're on
Thank
with
you Dan. For having me on.
You're on with Rick.
I appreciate it. Mr. Moranis.
Yes, sir.
I'm a huge Bob and Doug fan, and I'm hoping that the rumor's true that you are considering doing another get-together with Dave Thomas.
Well, I don't know that we're going to shoot a live-action film. There was a script around that we almost shot a few years ago. We're talking maybe about doing an animated one. Sequels are funny. I know there are fans out there, and we really appreciate the fans, and the DVDs continue to rent and sell, but it's very tough to get somebody to pony up the millions and millions of dollars required to finance and market and distribute a movie. And, we're too old to bang our heads against the wall on that one. And I think in some cases it's better to just let something that people like and remember be the thing that they like and remember.
You know what?
As opposed to, you know, dealing with the movie corporations and trying to figure out what's going to work. I would hate to do something that would potentially not work.
That's why you and I should have quit 10 years ago.
Yeah, but
the show was good.
Well, you know, I got the alimony.
Here is Scott in Tampa. Scott, Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hey, how you doing?
We're doing great.
Rick, you did TV, you did movies, music. What's next?
You know, I never know. I think right now, I think dinner is next.
I know.
Let's see if we get one more person who doesn't embarrass us.
Maybe we'll get a good question.
Ryan in California. Ryan.
Rick.
Rick, is that your beeping?
Yeah, guys, one sec. I'm really sorry because they just installed this new thing here. I'm sorry.
All right, no problem.
Go ahead.
It's interesting. He's got some technology. Hold on, you.
What? My apologies, guys. I'm sorry.
Jerry Todd.
It sounded interesting. We got a laugh out of that, too.
Okay. Ryan, you're on with the...
Yes, Moranis, I loved your work in Strange Brew.
Thank you.
And you were terrific as Ed Grimley as well.
That's a different guy. That's Marty Short.
Now they're trying to be goofy.
They're working. That's the way they are.
Hold on. Here you... Is Are they both on this?
Yeah, they both are.
Here you go. This was from back... Let me blow the dust off this. This is BM,
okay.
Before Mike.
Right.
Way back when I was a top 40 DJ in 19... I think you guys cut this in 1981.
I'm doing the whole...
Yeah, okay, go. Okay, good day. I'm Bob McKenzie. It's my brother, Doug.
How's it going, eh, Don?
And you're listening to the Don Geronimo Show in stereo, which is why there's two of us here.
Yeah.
Okay, good day.
Good day.
What's great is that I was able to cut out the part where you said on Kiss FM, and then I was able to take that to radio station after radio station and play it as if I actually knew you.
Wow. God.
Yeah, right.
Sounded good.
Yeah, the world of radio.
Yeah. Okay, one more call for Rick Moranis. Let's go to Ryan in Sac. Ryan. Yeah.
Thank you so much for taking my call. Rick, my daughter, she loves Ghostbusters. She, every night we actually lay down and watch it together. That's what she goes to sleep by. She asks for it all the time. I must ask you, has there ever been any talks of having another run at the Ghostbusters movies?
Not that I've heard about. There's always talk about everything, but it wouldn't filter down to my level. So,
you ever been on a show where
just be rumor by the time it got to me?
You ever been on a show where the calls are so dumb? All right, don't answer.
It's okay. It's all right. You don't want to be controversial.
The name of Rick's album is the Agoraphobic Cowboy.
Yeah, now you understand why I don't leave the house.
And you can get that.
Don't think me unkind.
This is again Jerry Todd, not from his new album.
Words are hard.
It's just the do 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 di da da da.
Now is the only way to get to the Agoraphobic Cowboy.
It's on my website. Yeah. Now you're making it sound like that old stuff is on this album.
No. Here you go. Here's some more. Oh, this is the funny one with the rhyming stuff. This is 9 More Gallons. Rick Moranis from his new CD.
I work all day, pay the rent. Before the money's earned, well, it's all been allocated. I got nothing on my plate, but I wish that I were fat. 9 more gallons, and I'll have me a hat.
You know, the last track on the album is called Bonus Track.
Oh, yes.
And it's actually a song called Bonus Track.
Okay, hold on. Let's roll just a bit of that, just a taste. Rick Moranis, Bonus Track. Cut number 13. Boy, you got the good DJ intros. At 6 until the hour. Traffic and weather together.
Well, I'm moving along, singing my song about coal smoking, bow boil and steam. Daybreak Express and the Rock Island Line, Tennessee Central, the old number 9, full throttle boxcar, a steel driving man, midnight and I'm doing what I can. I'm holding back tears, I'm one brave engineer, lonesome and lost and in love. At Chesapeake, Santa Fe, Glendale, Poor Valley, Mystery Train, Cold Mountain, Sligo, a tie walking man, midnight and I'm doing what I can. But these trains always take me away from you, and right away I want to get back.
You're really singing on this.
I'm leaving here tonight. I'm the next one that comes. I'm riding on the bonus train.
Bonus train.
There it is.
So I just did an homage to Train Song in the hopes that I would collect royalties on other people's bonus tracks.
There you go.
Thank God. I'm sitting here looking at this thing going, okay, this has been playing for over a minute. Where's the funny?
Where's bonus track?
There it is.
We got the payoff there.
Bonus track. Rick, we hope you sell a whole box load of these CDs. Not really, and it's been a great thrill to have you on, and your website, rickmoranis.com. And thanks for being on the show.
Thank you very much, guys. It was a pleasure. I can't believe some of the stuff you pulled out of the past to play.
Jerry Todd.
Of your body of work, which is enormous, Jerry Todd, I mean, more than at least once a week we get a laugh out of that.
So how are you anyway? Hold on a second.
Thanks, Rick.
Great
Thank
to talk
you.
To you. Hold on a second.
Very cool.
I was really dying during that song, during that last one.
I know.
Jesus Christ, where's the funny? And then finally, riding on the bonus
track. We got to the payoff. You know, you don't realize until you start talking to a guy like that just how much stuff he's actually done.
Mm-hmm.
And
a lot.
The Agoraphobic Cowboy. I like that album. I'm looking forward to listening to the whole thing.
Right here on the Jerry Todd Show here this morning. And we'll play the incredible contest in just a sec. But right now, a little business to take care of.
That's video from Tom Monroe and his tribute to life in the big city. Downtown's the place to be. From Tom's disc entitled Tom Monroe Sings Petula Clark. A little help from Mike McDonald and the Doobies on that one. On the Jerry Todd Show. Nice to be with you. Whoops, we got the wrong super up there. Let's try that. On the Jerry Todd Show, there we are. Good morning in the wee small ones of a Saturday morning. We've got some fine video for you and a little chat and hopefully lots of fun. We'll have some more video for you, but first, let's pay some of those bills.
I watched the Jerry Todd Show.
Jerry Todd.
They hit all the heads.
How are you anyway? Jerry Todd with you. Glad you're along for the ride. Maybe you're at home this morning or at work or just around about anywhere enjoying the fine
Around about anywhere.
Meantime, let's look after some business. We provide this as kind of a public service of the Jerry Todd Show. It's from the community chest, and it's a lost dog announcement. If you're in the vicinity of Ellesmere and Morningside, be on the lookout for a little lost doggy. If you're in the vicinity meantime, keep your eyes open for the little doggy, and we'll see what we can do. Meantime, on the Jerry Todd Show, whoops, that's the second time we've done that this morning. On the Jerry Todd Show, nice to be with you. Let's see if we can get a different color on that this morning. For these are called supers, you see, because they're in front of the picture. Let's see what we can come up with here. That's kind of nice. I like that. On the Jerry Todd Show, nice to be with you.
How are you anyway?
Terrific stuff. Hey, are you having a good time?
Yeah.
Not a very enthusiastic reaction. I think I'll just sweeten that over here on the audio board. Let's try it now. Having a good time? That's a lot better. You know, we overlook sometimes what good audio can do to embellish video. With that in mind, it's time for our satellite report. Let's go live now over the international dateline all the way to tomorrow. And my good buddy, Tim Ishimuni.
That is awesome.
I did not know that he had worked at Chum FM in Toronto. No wonder he's so good at that, because he's got the fake DJ kind
of
built in.
And, of course, we call it adult contemporary. He called it middle of the road. And two DJs, one named Jerry, one named Todd. It was an amalgam of the two.
L-O-R.
I love that.
Middle of the road.
Remember that.
Buzz, today there's not even a choice.
Yeah.
We've still got the Craig Wilson from yesterday.
Yes.
But we're not going to do that.
Okay.
We're blowing him off.
Oh, my God.
At least for the day. Oh, speaking of,
go
to our website and see the pictures of Mike with the penis thing.
Oh, yeah. Right. And I'm going to see, you know, probably like the eve of my daughter's wedding.
Mike O'Mara, burn victim.
In a world where owning a radio was strictly forbidden, one man found a way to bring good news to his people.
Buzz.
He made it up.
It would be the night before election.
I like this one better.
Senator O'Mara, we have something we need you to see.
I wasn't doing anything.
Photoshop of me
that
hugging,
nice.
Me hugging you, George Clooney.
You had that taken in Vegas, right? Your head looks really natural on that.
Yeah.
It really does.
Well, he's leaning his head against George Clooney.
All of those Photoshops look like, you know, on Wayne Drew, camera one.
Right.
Camera two.
Exactly.
Camera one. Everything is just slightly askew.
It looks like Clooney's hugging you after you got out of the body cast.
Buzz?
Yes.
News? Comments?
Right.
Here we go. What's your lead story tonight, my friend?
Tonight, how Americans got lost in the latest Powerball game.
Okay.
Stay tuned for news and comment coming up on the Don and Mike Show.
Mike Show. That was
very, very professional.
This is the Don and Mike Show.